Also, at this point, I think I want to say a big round of thanks to the sound folks and the people that work backstage, because I'm still waiting for someone to come tell me, we were only kidding that you're going to be the MC. It's just a joke. Either that or I've been set up. And I'm good. But these folks have been great in making me feel at home, and everyone else, and the backstage crew here. I mean, you just see so much on stage, but there's like this network of people that really work hard to put these things on. I want to say special thanks to your man on the soundboard and on the monitor board back here, and Flan down below, and thanks to all those folks. Give them a round of applause. In that same light, there's a whole bunch of people that, when you think about putting on a festival of this magnitude, there's people who do things with little or no pay, and there's people that really put a lot of time and go out of the way to do some pretty exceptional things. And so when you see these people running around down in the office, or you see them and they have this little button, and I call them the FOA, the Friends of Augusta, and there's a lot of people that do little things like run to the store and buy tape when they run out, and coffee creamer, and things like that. So there's a lot of people that, when you see one, just say, hey, thanks. Because I think that they do some great things, really, really. And especially Davis and Elkins College for their just humongous support of folk music and heritage here in the United States. I mean, this has become the bastion in my mind. If you want to learn something, this is the place to be. Kathy Barton and Dave Parr are coming up next. And this is great. Kathy and Dave are popular, experienced musicians from Missouri. Should I say Missouri? Is that right? Missouri? Sorry, I'm from Texas. I don't know. Their dynamic performances have been acclaimed for the variety and expertise in both vocal and instrumental styles. Their repertoire and informal audience rapport are marked by a special affection for traditional music. They have more than 18 years of playing together, and have taken them to festivals, clubs, concert halls, schools, recording, and media studios across the United States and on 5 European tours. And their audience, obviously, are just as diverse as their repertoire. They're a pretty versatile duo, and even Kathy perform and conduct workshops with Hammer and fretted dulcimers, banjo, guitars, and auto harp, as well as found instruments. And I'll let Dave explain that one to you. Their music ranges from hard-driving string band music to contemplative ballads and airs, and they have a knack for finding unusual, rare, heard songs from traditional and contemporary sources in their home region, but also from elsewhere in the United States and Europe. And they've conducted many topical workshops on songs from the Carter family, the Civil War, River Lore, gospel, children's songs, Christmas music, and Ozark ballads. And recently they got a noted in the American Library Association. Is that right, Dave, I think? I think that's a bastion of bluegrass music, isn't it? No? Okay. No, okay. Here we go. Kathy Barton and Dave Parr.
To hear your promo material read from stage. I could just hear the clickers of the keyboard going it's really great to be here. We'd like to start with a little happy hostile song. It's a song from the Civil War, and it was sung by Jeb Stuart's men as they rode around various places, mostly around this general area. Actually, Jeb Stuart was known for having one of the few groups, cavalry groups, that had a banjo player with them on the ride. I think that was really good. I think if the South had bagpipes, they might have actually won, but instead. They had the banjo instead, but it seemed to be very, do very well. And it's a little song called Jine the Cavalry, as in I'm gwine to jine the cavalry.
Okay? We'd actually like to teach you the chorus real quick. I admit it's a little bit long. It's got a lot of words, but we'll give them a run here, Dave.
Go through slowly. It's pretty easy. If you want to have a good time, jine the cavalry, jine the cavalry. Jine the cavalry if you want to catch the devil, if you want to have fun, if you want to smell hell. Jine the cavalry. Now, that last line, of course, is why you'd learn a song like that right there. Friends in California once said you should put a comma after smell. If you want to smell hell, jine the cavalry. And you could sing it that way, but can if you want. You just have to slur that one part, which is easy for any ethnic group, really, to slur their words. It's jine the cavil if you want to catch the devil. Okay, let's try that together, shall we? If you want to have a good time, jine the cavalry, jine the cavalry. Jine the cavil if you want to catch the devil. If you want to have fun, if you want to smell hell, jine the cavalry. That's good.
Of course, goes faster.
Let's do it to speed, shall we?
Were the boys who crossed the Potomac, bully boys, hey, bully boys, ho, if you want to have a good time, jine the cavalry, jine the cavalry, jine the cavil if you want to catch the devil, if you want to have fun, if you want to smell hell, jine the cavalry. Were the boys who went around with plenty of bully boys, hey, bully boys, ho, if you want to have a good time, jine the cavalry, jine the cavalry, jine the cavil if you want to catch the devil, if you want to have fun, if you want to smell hell, jine the cavalry.
Then we went into Pennsylvania,
bully boys, hey, bully boys, oh, if you want to have a good time, jine the cavalry, jine the cavalry, jine the cavil if you want to catch the devil, if you want to have fun, if you want to smell hell, jine the cavalry. Well, old Joe Hooker, won't you come out of the wilderness, come out of the wilderness, come out of the wilderness, old Joe Hooker, won't you come out of the wilderness, bully boys, hey, bully boys, ho, if you want to have a good time,
jine the cavalry, jine the cavalry, jine the cavalry,
if you want to catch the devil, if you want to have fun, if you want to smell hell, jine the cavalry, if you want to have a good time, jine the cavalry, jine the cavalry, jine the cavalry, if you want to catch the devil, if you want to have fun, if you want to smell hell, jine the cavalry.
Like to start with a song with two chords. It's easier to get along. Here are a couple of
breakdowns from our area in Missouri. The first one is an unnamed tune. Since I learned it last year during the height of the flooding, Dave and I thought we'd just call it Levee Breakdown.
Some of you Georgians would like to learn a tune called Levee Breakdown.
Sorry to remind you, but the second one is a tune that is called Jefferson City Hornpipe. And if you're from Missouri, you shorten it and you call it Jeff City. So these are both tunes that are played in our area in Missouri. We do them adult.
Thank you.
We'll do a couple of camp meeting songs here for you. One is from the Ozarks. We learned from a stonemason down there. Glenn Branscombe was his name. Is his name, I think. And second one really comes from Frank Prophet, I think. Satan, your kingdom must come down.
Some have fathers gone to glory.
Some have fathers gone to glory. Some have fathers gone to glory. On the other bright shore,
some bright day we'll go and see them.
Some bright day we'll go and see them. Some bright day we'll go and see them on the other bright shore.
Said we played found instruments, so we thought you'd give you a brief demonstration of one of those.
It's an old friend of ours from the Ozarks, a guy named Sterling Kelly, who passed on some years ago, taught me how to play the hickory leaf, and thought I'd play it for you. This you can play real leaves. You need one that's rounded and smooth and that you can curl. Sterling liked to play a black hickory leaf, actually. He thought those were the best, but other kinds of leaves will work. This is a piece of vinyl downspout extender. This is not actually a real leaf here. I usually don't try to bring leaves into air-conditioned buildings, but I realize that's not a problem here tonight. But you curl the leaf up against your lips, and you purse your lips and blow over the top of it, and so it's a little different. It's a lot like whistling. You change the notes with your tongue curled back behind your lower teeth. You getting all this down? And you just play any tune. Sterling, of course, with a man named Kelly, you know, loved to play When Irish Eyes Are Smiling. all those great tunes, but I'll prove that there's little animosity between Missourians and Kansans. I will, which is a lie, but I'll play the Kansas State song for you. Sorry, Florence.
Great.
Everybody now. Thank you. That just made your evening, I'm sure. He really has started dogs on careers. They hate it, but anyway, I want to briefly do we'll do two more. And this song is one that we recently recorded on an album. We've done a collection of Civil War tunes from Missouri and Kansas and Arkansas. And this is a song that I actually wrote about William Clark Quantrill, the Missouri Confederate guerrilla fighter, his wife, Kate King. There's not much known about her, but it's certainly a fascinating story. He met her when she was very young around the town of Blue Springs, and she was a very excellent equestrian, apparently, and they used to go riding around the Jackson County countryside together. She stayed with him through the entire time during the war, and apparently she was at his bedside when he was killed in Kentucky. And so I wrote this song about Kate, trying to see it through her eyes, somebody who would willingly follow a guerrilla, the kind of man who led the raid on Lawrence, Kansas. So this is just called Kate.
Yes, I well recall the time, all in my 13th year, when he first rode up into our farm to bend my papa's ear. Though I can now recall many words the stranger said, it was clear his thoughts weren't long on pause, they were on pause, girl, instead. His blue eyes, they made you think of ice and chillin' a winter's day. And they'd follow me so closely, watching every move I made. My papa told me eyes were like a window to the soul, but not so with this handsome man who kept the shutters closed. Don't you think I know full well how scarlet are those hands that hold me close at night and gun down scores of men, and those blue eyes that are watching me in the flickering candlelight are the eyes that gaze right down at death and rob men's sleep at night. But this man they call the devil is my husband and my friend, and I would lie by Will Pontrell, though we kill a thousand men.
Well, he came to see me more and more. Together we would ride across the hills and through tangled woods and the endless countryside. Sometimes we'd race till all I knew were pounding hooves and wind, and it made him smile to see me ride my horse just like a man. So the home we made together was wherever we could ride, and bed was floors and charcoal grout wherever we could hide. And I come to know my lover was a leader amongst men. His commands were large and flowing, and they all looked up to him.
When I'd lay with him, I'd look into his face, and he looked so calm and peaceful there with all the hay raised. He wasn't hearing dying groans or hearing women cry. He wasn't seeing bloody ground or the flames that licked the sky.
He'd sleep in peace, and it was me who'd wonder how and gone off to Kentucky now and left me here alone. But he said, don't worry, Kate, you know I'll soon be coming home. And it seems like only yesterday I heard Will Quantra cry as he sang out, Katie, oh dear Katie, will you be my own dear bride? He sang out,
have one other thing to do. I know you've been, you want to get a break and everything, but we'd like to bring a good friend of ours out, an old friend of ours, really, who's we're really pleased to see here at Augusta, and get him to play some tunes with us. He's been doing fiddle and bow repair here down underneath the basement here, and I'd like to give a big welcome for Chris Tremaine from Chicago now.
A good friend of ours, a fellow named Taylor McBain, who passed away recently, a wonderful fiddler. First tune is one called Salty River Reel, also played by a guy named Charlie Walden, fine fiddler, who's here somewhere in the grounds, I understand.
He's applauding for himself right now. Taylor was a really good friend, and I wish most of you could have met him, and I'm sure he would have loved to met most of you. He was a great player, and he was a great friend, and he offered his friendship and love as quickly as he did his music, and he was really terrific for all those who knew him. And just play those tunes. It's a great stage to play on. It's always an honor to come back here and play and play for you all. It's really
thanks,
so thank you, Margo,
everyone.
And thanks for Flawn, and thanks for Flawn, and thanks for Bill.
God thinking, bless Flawn.
Oh, yeah, God bless
Flawn. I suppose that's about close enough for our brand of music here.
Thank you.
We're going to take a short intermission. Just a reminder, outside, silent auction. When the lights blink, that's it. And also, tapes and CDs support these artists. Back in a bit.